The head of Britain's online child protection agency met with Facebook executives in Washington today. He's trying to persuade the site to embed his agency's panic button on its pages so children can report disturbing online contacts with a single click. Several other social networking sites have installed the button, but not Facebook. Vicky Barker reports from London.
Right, do you remember what you sent me in a cell?
I killed somebody last night and I need to tell somebody from CID where the body is.
Police security cameras catch the moment serial pedophile Peter Chapman confesses to the murder of 17-year-old Ashley Hall. Last month, a British judge sentenced Chapman to 35 years, but at times it seemed it was Facebook in the dock. That's where the 33-year-old Chapman befriended the girl by posing as a handsome teenaged boy. Ashley clearly never suspected she was in any danger. Nevertheless, Facebook was heavily criticized here for its continued refusal to install a panic button that could have connected her to child protection officers, Ashley's mother, Andrea Hall.
All the other sites have got it on, so why hasn't Facebook got it on? If they said they were going to do it, why haven't they done it?
Actually, it's not clear just what Facebook said about the panic button. After Chapman's conviction, Britain's Home Secretary met company executives in London for what the cabinet minister called a frank exchange of views. He said then that Facebook had no objection in principle to the button. But Facebook later said it never intended to embed the link on every page. Instead, it was willing to place it on its pre-existing reporting page. Jim Gamble heads the Child Exploitation and Online Protection Agency, or CEOP. That's the British police agency that created the panic button. He says it's only effective if it's on every page.
It's like a burglar alarm on your house. It tells anyone coming into that environment to engage with you that you're protected.
Gamble says 3 out of 4 complaints about possible online bullying, abuse, and pedophile activity here involve Facebook. And the number of complaints has quadrupled since last year, with 252 in the past 3 months alone. Facebook isn't the only site to refuse to cooperate with CEOP, Gamble says, but it's by far the biggest.
Hi, I'm Marina. I work for Facebook here in our Dublin office as a member of the user operations team.
In an attempt to reassure Facebook users in the UK, the company invited cameras into its European Security Center. Facebook insists it already has a robust monitoring system, which is constantly reviewed. Incidents of bullying or pedophile approaches are extremely rare, spokesmen say, and are always reported to the appropriate authorities. They also say they've experimented with a panic button similar to what CEOP advocates and found reports of abuse didn't rise but fell. Richard Allen helps set Facebook policy in Europe.
If the proposal is that we should put the button on every single page of the website, we're quite clear that that isn't the quick fix solution that will actually make users of Facebook safer than they are today.
You look so cuddly.
Hello, are you looking for the treasure?
Yes!
I can show you. Follow me.
Cool.
This is the preventive side of fighting pedophiles, a CEOP cartoon aimed at educating the 5 to 7-year-olds who make up a growing share of the online community.
Why is he asking me all these questions?
Who cares? He's taking a...
Jim Gamble claims that despite the significant increase in complaints his agencies receive from children and parents, Facebook has failed to report a single alleged pedophile to British police. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.